can't know God until we know God's loves and God's hates. We need to love what God loves, and we need to hate what God hates. If our desires don't match up with God's, if our hearts aren't the same as God's, then we change. We don't try to change God. The ignorance of God leads to idolatry. Worry about learning who God is first, and let the life application of it happen. You can't live the same life. You can't be the same person when you behold the glory of God more and more. Buying the books about, you know, 10 steps to be a better husband or wife, or 10 steps to, you know, being a better Christian even, are there. That's all fine, but read more books about the glory of God. Learn more about who God is, and watch how that changes you first. It's so important, Christians, to be whole Bible Christians, to know God in his context of what he's revealed to us in his word. We take, you know, single verses that are our life verse, or we latch on to these powerful sounding encouraging verses, which isn't bad. There's plenty of verses to use and strengthen and to memorize and to help us through our days, you know, apply to our lives. But we need to be full Bible Christians. We need to know who God is in every context, and, you know him just as well as you do in the Old Testament as you do in the New Testament, and to love and cherish that about him and know he is good and he is God. Be reading the Bible, the whole Bible. One of the greatest life-changing events in my life was reading the whole Bible from start to finish. Not even following a reading plan, because that has you jump all over the place, which is still good, by all means. Read it however you can, but to hear the story in context, to know all these stories that you've heard 1,000 times, but now to hear the surrounding stories and to have it pieced all together and to start seeing God in big picture, it's amazing. It's life-changing. So as you're learning and memorizing these single verses or passages of the Bible, you don't want to take them not only out of context of what they are in each book or letter, but in full Bible view. You want to be able to think about that verse in full context of the Bible as a whole, not even just the story that it's from, or the book it's from, or this letter it's from, but to have that mindset of full Bible Christians, full Bible God. Because God's not just little bits here and there. God is a full and all-powerful, perfect God. You know, it's like about one verse that I was trying to have you guys memorize a while back, 2 Corinthians 7:1. Therefore, since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. Sounds cool. It sounds strong. It sounds like something you should memorize, right? And I'm sure most of you understand what I just said, but when you truly know in full Bible context what that means, how that looks, then that verse takes on so many meanings. And that's what I mean by you could preach an entire sermon off just that verse. But you have to know, therefore, since we have these promises, what promises? What promises did the Bible just talk about in chapter 6 that we're saying, therefore? What's that therefore? Therefore, since we have these promises, but those promises that Jesus is speaking of are throughout the Bible. They're the promises of our salvation. And since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement. What does cleanse mean? And what defilements are you talking about? You know, so you could just go on and on. Cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion. So not only cleansing ourselves bodily, okay, physical cleaning, but spiritual cleaning. What does that mean? You know, there's so many things to dive into. I should just do it and make a sermon out of it, and I'll just record it or something. But bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God, that's amazing. That's not going to happen until Christ returns. So what does that mean? How are we supposed to do that? Well, that's exactly what it's talking about. Bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. So we live with that fear of God, the healthy fear. And that's thinking about God in that context is great, because the churches today, at least in America, are overemphasizing the love of God. That's like the only attribute, his mercy, his love, and missing out on every other attribute of his that defines the other one. You can't have God's love, his perfect love, without God's wrath. You can't say you love children and not hate child abuse. They're not opposite sides of the spectrum. They're much closer than that. So to bring holiness to completion in the fear of God That's showing that if we live in fear of God, we're going to be obeying God because we love God, right? It's the healthy fear. If some of you didn't have, you know, healthy parents that you feared healthily, then this is going to be a very foreign thing to you. But you need to know that if you're a child of God, the fear that you have for him is the fear of just wanting to live for him, fear of missing out on that communion with him, missing out on the closeness with him. So that's the fear we're talking about. He's not going to strike you down because of your evilness, whatever. We are by nature children of wrath and evil people. So if he wanted to strike us down, he would have done that a long time ago. You're not doing anything to appease him. But he does delight in your good works. He has created your good works from before he created the foundations of the world. So bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God, that means you're going to strive until the very end, until that day when the clouds split, the sky opens, and Christ is revealed, the conquering King returning. That is our holiness to completion, because then our glorification is complete and we are made perfect and we get to rise up with him and be with him forever. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. Open your Bible. Read. Pray that you continue listening to these messages. If you've missed some, go back, because my heart is for you guys to grow closer to Christ. So if opening the Bible isn't coming naturally to you, then maybe some of these messages will help you kind of spur on that motivation. But know Christ. Love Christ. Jesus is good, and he is our loving Savior. Love you guys.